Hi everyone, our verse for today is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. I'll read that for us a couple of times. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Again, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. So here, Paul is, this point in 1 Timothy, he's giving thanks to Jesus. He's giving thanks to Jesus for calling him into ministry, for the grace and forgiveness that he has received. And in the midst of this, we have this verse then where he says that, you know, Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. I prefer how the NIV puts it, where I am the worst, right? That's just how he says it, of whom I am the worst. He is the worst sinner of all, is what he's saying here. Now, when Paul says this, there's a couple ways that we could be thinking about it, right? He could mean this to be just for himself, right? He's just thinking, I'm thinking about myself, that I am like the worst sinner ever. And some of that makes sense if you understand his history and his story, mainly his past, right, where he persecuted the church before he met Jesus. This could be how Paul actually sees himself. Or another way we could think of this is that Paul does think he's the worst in a sense, but the fact that he says this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, it might look to be that he wants us to think of ourselves like this as well. Now, it doesn't really matter which one is correct here in a sense, because it really doesn't matter. Because the way we need to understand this is that we are sinners in need of Jesus Christ, who came to save us. Right? We need to look at this verse. We need to remember this verse and recognize this is what we need. We need the grace. We need the forgiveness of Jesus. Now, I think it's important here when we talk about sin, that it's not really about like a ledger. It's not a list of sins, right? And repentance isn't repenting for everything on the list per se, like one by one, like for those actions. Now, it's part of it, but that's not all of it. I think the better way to think about sin is the orientation of our lives and of our hearts. And if we think about it like that, sin is rebellion against God. It's our lives going in the opposite direction of God. It's us thinking or saying that God isn't real or he's not worthy. It's thinking that we could do life better without God. In a sense, it's saying we are better gods than God himself. That's sin, right? And rebellion is really the worst kind of sin, right? If you think about law breaking any laws, not great. But rebellion against the law, that would be the worst, at least in the eyes of the law. And this rebellion is what has caused us to sin and to continue to sin at times against God. And when we recognize that, when we recognize it's been the orientation of our lives and our hearts that has caused us to do sinful actions, we recognize we are the worst of sinners in a sense. Now, the actual sins that we commit might not be that bad, right? We might not have ever killed anybody or stolen or lied even, which I highly doubt for most of us. But there's one line, I have no idea where it comes from, but I remember hearing it a long time ago, where it says that we are more sinful in potentiality than anyone has ever been in actuality. I'll say it again. We are more sinful in potentiality than anyone has ever been in actuality. Within us, there is the potential for great evil. And we're more sinful within our hearts than anyone has ever been actually with their entire, like, external being, like things they've actually done. And that's where our hearts have been without Jesus. And to bring it back then, when Paul says this, this is not just, oh, remember how bad you are. This is, thank you, Jesus, grace. We are the worst, that we are the foremost of sinners, and Jesus Christ came to us. He came into the world. He condescended so that we could be with the Father, so that we could be saved from our sin. as we memorize this verse, as we remember this verse, let's come to him in thanksgiving. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you again for your grace and your love. We thank you that we, though we have rebelled against you, that we have sinned in so many different ways, you came to us and you brought salvation. You have forgiven us, you have healed us, and there's this hope for us to be with you, to be with the Father. We thank you, Jesus. What grace, what mercy you have shown us. We praise you, Jesus. In your name we pray.